Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Tari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vana Chariya Una Tira Vana Chariya Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivada Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Gopremanande Hari Hari Bol. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 24, The Philosophy of Sankhya. Today's text is number 11. So srijat tapasa yukto rajasa mad anugrahat Lokansa patan visvatma Bhurbhuvasvar iti trida So srijat tapasa yukto Rajasa mad anugrahat Lokansa palan visvatma Bhurbhuvasvar iti tritha So srijat tapasa yukto Rajasa mad anugrahat Lokan sapalan visvatma. Bhur bhuvasvar iti chitta. I'd like to chant it? Go ahead. You chant and then I follow you. So srijat tapasa yukto rajasamad anugrahat lokan sapalan visvatma purpuvasvar iti tritha. Are you visiting? I haven't seen you around for the last several days. Visiting? Oh, okay. Okay, so we'll do the word for word. Sa, you can repeat. Sa, we'll do the each word individually. Yeah. He, Brahma. Oh, I'm sorry. That was okay. Wait, let's start over. Yeah, sa means he, Brahma. Yeah. Asrijat, created. Tapasa, by his austerity. By his austerity. Yuktaha, endowed. Rajasa, with the potency of the mode of passion. My anugrahat, because of the mercy. Lokan, the different planets. Sapalan, along with their presiding demigods. Visva, of the universe. Atma, the soul. Bhuvasva, called Bor, Bhuvar, and Swar. Tridha, three divisions. Translation. Lord Brahma, the soul of the universe, being endowed with the mode of passion, performed great austerities by my mercy, and thus created the three planetary divisions called Bhur, Bhuvar, and Swar, along with their presiding deities. Please repeat. Lord Brahma, the soul of the universe, being endowed with the mode of passion, performed great austerities by my mercy, and thus created the three planetary divisions called Bhur, Bhuvar, and Swar, along with their presiding deities. And we'll read one more verse also. So today we'll cover verse 11 and 12. Devanam oka asitswar putanam cha bhuvapadam martyadinam cha purloka siddhanam tritayat param. Translation. Heaven was established as the residence of the demigods, Bhuvar Loka as that of the ghostly spirits, and the earth system as the place of human beings and other mortal creatures. Those mystics who strive for liberation are promoted beyond these three divisions. We could repeat this verse also, okay? Heaven was established as the residence of the demigods, Puvarloka as that of the ghostly spirits. As that of the ghostly spirits. And the earth system as the place of human beings and other mortal creatures. Those mystics who strive for liberation are promoted beyond these three divisions. Beyond these three divisions. Purport. Planets such as Indraloka and Chandraloka are meant for the heavenly enjoyment of the most pious fruitive workers. The highest four planets, however, Satyaloka, Maharloka, Janoloka, and Tapoloka, are meant for those who are most perfectly endeavoring for liberation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so inconceivably merciful that he is promoting the most fallen victims of Kali Yuga beyond these four planets, and even beyond Vaikuntha, to the supreme planet of Lord Krishna in the spiritual sky, called Goloka Vrindavan. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that heaven is the residence of the demigods, the earth is the residence of the human beings, and in between is a temporary residence for both classes of beings. Om Gyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Nitinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam pavinebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So I'll just read these verses one more time. Lord Brahma, the soul of the universe, being endowed with the mode of passion, performed great austerities by my mercy and thus created the three planetary divisions called Bhur, Puvar, and Swar, along with their presiding deities. And verse number 12. Heaven was established as the residence of the demigods, Puvar Loka as that of the ghostly spirits, and the earth system as the place of human beings and other mortal creatures. Those mystics who strive for liberation are promoted beyond these three divisions. So I guess where it says here in the purport, at the end it says that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that heaven is the residence of the demigods, the earth is the residence of the human beings, and in between is a temporary residence for both classes of beings. Does that refer to the ghostly spirits? Huh? Say again? It says that in between heaven and the earth planetary systems, there's a place that's a temporary residence for both classes of beings. So it must refer to the, you know, there's three different types of living entities mentioned here. The demigods, the human beings and other mortal creatures, and ghostly spirits. So I guess that's a temporary residence in between. Not really the heavenly planets, but not the earthly planets either. It's more subtle than the... So, in the first verse, it's explained that Lord Brahma, the soul of the universe, being endowed with the motive passion, performed great austerities by my mercy and thus created the three planetary divisions. So, this is Lord Krishna speaking. And so Lord Brahma, he's mentioned as the soul of the universe and the creator. When Lord Brahma first was born from the lotus flower, which sprouts from a lake in the navel of Lord Garbhodaka Chaya Vishnu, there was nothing. The universe was empty, except for the water in the bottom of the universe. The universe was empty of planets and living beings. And so Lord Brahma, he created everything in this universe, being endowed with the potency of the motive passion. But also Lord Krishna says that he did this by performing severe austerities that, you know, we couldn't even begin to imagine performing. But he says it was by my mercy. So Lord Brahma, he's mentioned as the soul of the universe, but beyond that, the soul of everything is Lord Krishna. Everything that we see in front of us, around us, everything that we're capable of perceiving, it's all actually transformations of the energy of Lord Krishna. So if we're in our house and, you know, there's sunlight coming through the windows, we say, you know, the sun is here. And the reason we say that is because we understand that although the energy of the sun and the sun itself are two different things, still they're the same. The energy of the thing is non-different than the thing itself. You cannot separate the two. So everything that we see is actually Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna, it is Lord Krishna. It's being maintained by Lord Krishna. It's created by Lord Krishna. And in the end, when it is, you know, wrapped up and it dissolves or it, you know, becomes non-manifest, that's also done by the potency of Lord Krishna. So everything we see is actually Lord Krishna. It's his energy. It's not that you can say that it is Lord Krishna, but it's non-different from him. Because Lord Krishna is also not there. He's somewhere else. You know, we know he's also in the planet of Goloka Vrindavan, and he is performing innumerable pastimes with his ever-liberated... What is it? Oh, he's in the pillar, you're saying. Okay, yeah. You know, he's both places simultaneously. And nothing can be done without the mercy of Lord Krishna. And it's not just that, you know, devotional activities require the Lord's mercy. Material activities also require the Lord's mercy. Without the favor of Lord Krishna, nothing can happen or become successful or, you know, bear fruit. But the thing that we also always need to keep in mind and understand is that although it's supplied by Lord Krishna, and if it's going to be successful, it will be by the mercy of Lord Krishna. Although it depends solely on Lord Krishna, we still have to work at it. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very interesting example. He says that the lion is the king of beasts in the jungle. There's nobody, you know, on top of the lion. The lion is he's the king, undisputed king in the jungle. I mean, the elephants are maybe more powerful than the lions, but they're not really, you know, the lion is just the most capable of all the beasts in the jungle. But it's not that, you know, the goat or the antelope, you know, comes up to the lion and says, "My dear sir, please open your mouth so I can walk in." You know, he still has to work at it. Everybody in this, you know, in this material world has to work from the highest down to the lowest. And it's an important point to understand. We are performing our devotional activities, our devotional service with the, you know, goal that, you know, my dear Lord, somehow or other by my, you know, terrible misfortune and my foolishness, I have turned away from you, came into this material world, took on a material body, and tried to forget you. But now I realize, you know, that I have been just suffering as a result of that. No happiness, nothing good has come from that, just only suffering. And I now realize that the only way I can get relief from this suffering is to again reestablish my eternal relationship with you. So, you know, I'm begging, you know, please accept me back. Please give me your mercy, causeless mercy. So, you know, we are doing our devotional activities with that in mind. That's called bhakti. Without bhakti, all our activities are just work, maybe pious work, but they're not devotional service without, you know, that understanding, that consciousness. It's just work. So, you know, we're doing it with that goal in mind, you know, striving for that to get the mercy of the Lord. But our endeavor still must be there. Lord Krishna will not give his mercy unless you really, really try for it. So both things have to be there. You know, in this world, everyone has to work. And, you know, if we want pure devotion, we also have to work. So it's a very important thing to keep in mind. It's not that by my work I will attain it. But it's going to have, it needs to be there at the same time. What needs to happen is that Lord Krishna must become satisfied with me. Then he will bestow his mercy, but he'll become satisfied by how much effort I put in. So this is, I think, an important point in this this first verse here. It's stated that Lord Brahma performed great austerities before he began the process of creation. And it's also mentioned that by my mercy. And so every living being, starting from Lord Brahma down to the most insignificant living being, has to work. But he also cannot become confused that it is by his work that it's actually happening. It never happens like that. It happens by the mercy of Lord Krishna. It's only that by our work we try to satisfy him. And once he's actually satisfied, then it can become successful. So in the next verse, some very interesting points, important and interesting points are made. It's stated that, you know, different residences are created for different types of persons. So everybody is included. Even the ghostly spirits are not overlooked. Everybody is accounted for and accommodated. This is the, you know, nature of the Supreme Lord. He doesn't really look down on this class or that class. No, he gives everybody what they need and what they're, you know, desiring. And of course, you know, as devotees, we also have to behave like that. Although, you know, maybe our inclination, you know, due to the influence of the material energy and our association with it from time immemorial, our inclination may be that, no, I like this class better. I don't like that class so much, but we actually cannot behave like that because the Lord doesn't behave like that. And we're trying to please him. You know, we're depending on him for any success in life, materially or spiritually. And it's you know, stated in our scriptures that one may very, very sincerely and devotionally worship the Lord, like we do in the deity worship. But if he disrespects living entities, it will not bear fruit. The Lord will not be pleased. No matter how nicely I worshiped the Lord, if then, after worshiping the Lord, I disrespect others, then the Lord won't be pleased. And all that service that I did in attempt to please him would have been a waste of time. It's described, this even includes, you know, ordinary living beings who are not devotees, who, you know, have not come to the realization of, you know, Lord Krishna and their relationship with him. It even includes them. But it's also stated that it is hundreds of times more detrimental and dangerous to mistreat the devotees than it is, you know, regular beings. Lord Krishna cares for everyone. And if we hurt others, he will be very unhappy with this. And, you know, this is a very important point for us to, you know, spiritual life is accessible for everyone. There is, you know, great, you know, mercy available to us, especially with the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. It's only because of Lord Chaitanya's appearance that unqualified persons not only can approach liberation, but something way, way beyond liberation. It's only because of Lord Chaitanya's appearance that that's accessible to us. It's also mentioned in the scriptures that of these different divisions, heaven, different residences for different types of living entities, even including those living entities who are really, really advanced in their endeavor to achieve liberation, they have special residences even above these three planetary systems. They're mentioned here, Satyaloka, Maharloka, Janoloka, and Tapoloka. Considering all these different planetary systems, the earthly planetary systems are considered the best because it's really in this planetary system that the opportunity attain the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, this planetary system is the best, gives us the best chance. So it's actually considered better than all the others. There is so much opportunity and mercy available for us. But still, spiritual life is considered a razor's edge. And what it means is that, I can give an example. Once I was in Mayapur during the Kirtan Mela, which happens every year in Mayapur. And so at these Kirtan Melas, we mostly congregationally, together, we mostly chant the holy names of the Lord. But also in between, different advanced devotees will speak. To try and encourage the devotees to really, really, concentrate. Don't just chant mechanically, but, they always say, with your heart, with your heart. they also speak to try and keep everyone on track and try to help everyone, get the best experience they possibly can during these, Kirtan Melas. So I remember, two of these advanced personalities were speaking, and the first one got up and he just started like glorifying the Dham and glorifying, this time of the year. And he was saying, you get 100 times the benefit, you get 1,000 times the benefit, you get 1,000,000 times the benefit, He was speaking like practically anybody, no matter who, could come here and just go back to Godhead, And then the very next person right after him got up and started speaking how difficult it is. How it's a razor's edge and how we have to be so serious and careful and cautious, It's like right after him. So I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, okay, well, which one is it? is it easy or is it difficult? But the truth is, it's both. It's simultaneously both. It's difficult and it's easy. As much benefit as there is there, as much good chance for us to become successful is there. As much as the Lord wants us to be successful and the devotees of the Lord travel constantly to help us become successful, at the same time, there's just the same amount of chance that we could fail. Both those things are present simultaneously. It's a razor's edge. A razor's edge is very, very narrow. You could easily fall to one side or the other. By serving the devotees, and this is you know, something that's clearly stated in our scriptures, that serving the devotees is more important than serving the Lord. So by serving the devotees, the greatest service is done. But by offending the devotees, the worst thing for your spiritual life is done. And you could do either one. So really, we have to be so cautious and so careful. We read many wonderful things in the scriptures, and sometimes we come across places where, you know, we are warned to not offend Vaishnavas. And when you read these, it's intense. They're very, very stern warnings against doing that. And then when I think at the same time that, okay, you know, Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, they came to a place like South Philly, preaching the message of, you know, South Philadelphia, that's where I'm from. It's not considered a very advanced place, you know. The people that live there are not the highest people, you know. They're pretty rough kind of people that come from there, you know. And Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, they went there. And they preached this message, and some people heard it, you know. You know, you're telling me that I have to be so cautious and I have to be so careful, and it's very, very dangerous to commit these types of offenses, but at the same time I'm coming from this place. They're very stern types of warnings that we read in the scriptures. Basically, I think what it comes down to is Lord Krishna's statement in the Bhagavad Gita that, simply surrender unto me and I will give you all protection. I think probably that's the most important thing for a devotee to keep in mind. Surrender unto the Lord, place great value on others that have also surrendered to the Lord. Be cautious with them. Be careful to always treat them as people who are dear to the Lord. And always strive to surrender to the Lord, and He will give us all protection. I'll read this statement here in the purport again. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so inconceivably merciful that he is promoting the most fallen victims of Kali Yuga beyond these four planets and even beyond Vaikuntha to the supreme planet of Lord Krishna in the spiritual sky called Goloka Vrindavan. We'll stop here. And if anybody has anything to add or maybe a question, good. Say again, please. How will we define a mistake? That's a good question. That's a good point, yeah. It's actually not easy to define what's a mistake, you know, what's not. Like I also mentioned that if we worship the Lord very sincerely, but at the same time we are prejudiced against this group or that group, like, you know, we worship Lord Krishna. And if I look down on those who worship Lord Ramachandra, right? That's bad. If I, don't respect the devotees. I worship Lord Krishna, but then I don't respect his devotees. See, what these are is these are symptoms of what's considered to be the lowest type of devotee, prakrita, or materialistic devotee. So these things are described very clearly in the scriptures, but it's not so easy to understand who is the low devotee, who is the high devotee. It's not so clear. It's not so easy to say who's making a mistake and who's not making. It's not so easy. If you think about the story of the Mahabharata and all the histories that are explained in the Mahabharata, very famous was Draupadi being dragged into the gambling arena, and they tried to strip her naked in front of all the elders and everything. You know, terrible, right? Terrible. Anybody would agree that's terrible. And, you know, Bhishma, who is considered the most knowledgeable in all the scriptures, the most elder, senior person in all the whole Kuru dynasty, Bhishma was present. Why didn't he stop it? Right? We think like that. But when you hear them discuss this, what was right, what was wrong, they have a hard time. You know, what's a religious principle? What's not a religious principle? What should I do in this situation? What should not be done? Even they're discussing it and having a very difficult time coming up with a conclusion. So it's not so easy to figure out who's making the mistake, who's not making the mistake. You know, to us it seems quite obvious. Hey, Draupadi is being, a defenseless woman is being dragged into this arena and they're trying to strip her naked. It seems quite obvious, you know, but it wasn't so obvious to them. They were trying to understand what's proper here, what's not proper, you know. So it's not so easy to say who is making the mistake and who's not. So really what the advanced devotees I have heard say is that if you're not clear on that, better to be safe than better to be safe than sorry. Treat everyone as if they are a high devotee, not treat them like, you know, this is a materialistic devotee. Well, if you cannot be very, very sure of yourself, then better not to. That's what they say. And it really isn't easy to be sure. Who's wrong and who's right? What's a mistake? What's not a mistake? Yeah. Well, Lord Krishna says something in the Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna asks him a question because, you know, Lord Krishna describes many things in the Bhagavad Gita, right? He describes different levels, different processes, you know, many different things. And so at one point, Arjuna asks a question for clarification. He says, which is better? You know, to try and cultivate knowledge and attain liberation, or to simply, you know, try to pursue the path of devotion and surrender and taking shelter of, you know. He asks, which is better? And Lord Krishna answers, both are good, but of the two, trying to attain liberation through the process of cultivating knowledge is much, much more difficult. Rarely successful. You know, the process of pursuing devotional service is much more natural for people and much more easier for people. That's what Lord Krishna says. And your question again, could you repeat it one more time, please? And easy at the same time, yeah. Sometimes it's said that easy to understand, difficult to in practice. You know, like It's not so difficult to understand, like the thing I said in the beginning of the class. You know, that my dear Lord, I turned against you. I tried to forget about you. And I pursued so many different pursuits in this world, you know, looking for happiness. But I never found happiness. I only found suffering. And now I realize the cause of that suffering is that you're not there in my heart. Something else is there in my heart. Sometimes we say there's a hole in the heart and it's shaped just like Krishna. You know, and now I realize that nothing else will solve this problem except regaining my eternal relationship with the Lord, you know. It's easy to understand, but I have to remind myself 100 times a day. So difficult and easy, both at the same time. And actually, everything like in devotional service is really like that. Because it's not mechanical. It's a living thing. So you can't just pin it down and say, oh, it's like this, it's like that. It's not like, you know, computer science or something, or, you know, mechanics. It's a living, breathing, conscious thing. Yes. Yes. The mind that has not become controlled poses many, many difficulties and many hurdles to, yeah. And the mind that is under control helps us. You know, and what does that control mean? The control means focusing on the Lord, pleasing the Lord, serving his devotees, you know. That's a mind that's under control. And a mind that's trying to do the same old things it used to do before coming to Krishna consciousness, that's a mind that's not under control. You mean when I was mentioning the Bhagavad Gita, the verse where Lord Krishna says, I'm a little rusty, to be honest with you, you know, my Bhagavad Gita verses, you know. Madhyajima namaskuru evashasi kuntiya. I think that is the verse, yeah. And basically, you know, he says, declare it boldly, my devotee will never perish. There's another verse I was thinking of. I don't see if I could remember it. It's an amazing verse that is spoken by Lord Brahma after he steals the coward boys and the calves. Basically, you know, he sees Lord Krishna in his childhood pastimes. You know, sitting there, you know, stealing food from coward boys, you know, not very clean, but kind of moochy, you know. And, you know, he's got food in his hand and they're wrestling and playing, you know. And how can this be my Lord Vishnu, you know? You know, and so he decides to test him. And so afterwards, after he realizes, you know, that this is indeed, my Lord Vishnu, then, you know, he speaks many, many prayers. And one of the things he says, let's see if I can remember, Koveti Bhuman Bhagavan Paratman Yogeshvarotir Bhavatas Trilokyam Kvava Katava Kati Va kadeti vishtarayan tridasi. Wait a second. Vishtarayan. Now I can't remember the last line, but basically, Lord Brahma says that, my dear Lord, your pastimes are taking place continuously throughout these three worlds. But who can estimate where, how, and when You are employing your different spiritual energies and performing all these pastimes. No one can understand the mystery of how your energies work. Anyway, that was another verse that I was thinking of, that no one can understand these things. And, therefore we're basically advised to take shelter of and surrender to the Lord. And especially, advised that more important than serving the Lord is actually serving his devotees. He's an ocean of mercy, but he will be displeased if we hurt and mistreat, especially his devotees, but even, other more common living entities. Okay, so we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Ko Prema Nande. Hari Hari Bol.